markets ebb and flow, but inventory is a key component of keeping enough homes available for people who want to move here and live here and have a decent selection, and also keeping prices somewhat in line. When there's competition, that means that prices are going to be a little bit more affordable.
This is Christina Janney with the Hays Post and Eagle Radio, and I'm speaking with Doug Williams of Grow Hays, discussing the Grow Hays Annual Report on this episode of the Hays Post podcast.
What we try and do in our annual report each year is kind of highlight the projects that we've done in that particular year, but also take a look at the take the temperature of the local economy through a lot of different metrics. And some of those are, with the city of Hays funding a significant portion of their budget, sales tax collections are important. So we list a chart showing those and how they compare to previous years. Property valuations, which of course go back to property tax collections. We compare year to year how those have done. We look at our pull factor here in Hays and Ellis County, just comparatively across the state. And we're always in the top five in terms of pull factor, which means that we generate a lot more dollars from outside our county than many other counties do. And so each year we just kind of try and take stock and memorialize all those in our annual report. And it's come out. So we try and get that out to everybody and share it with everybody.
Well, some important factors here, sales tax collection for the city of Hays, both its regular sales tax and the transient guest tax were both up and a high over a five-year period, which is really good for the community government.
Absolutely. We have our local economy continues to do very well. You know, if people would just not watch the national media, they would and look at kind of what's going on locally, they would see that we have things are going quite well locally. You know, sales tax collections are up. That means people are buying more things, more consumer spending. Property valuations are stable or climbing. I know that leads to a lot of heartburn with property taxes sometimes, but it's way better than the opposite, where property tax or property valuations are falling. And you see that in some places from time to time. We've seen it here, been quite some time, but that's not what you want to see. So overall, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Let's talk a little bit about the pull factor. Some people, I don't know, understand what that is. Hays' pull factor is 1.49, according to this report, which is higher than Garden City, Pittsburgh, Dodge City, and Emporia. What is it, and what does it mean to the community?
Basically, what that means is the amount of revenue that's being generated from people coming outside of the community versus being generated in the community. If all your revenue is generated in the community, you'd have a 1.0 pull factor. So if we've got a 1.5, that means that we are generating a lot more dollars than others from outside the community. That's not really a surprise. Hays is a regional trade area. People come to Hays to shop, to buy cars, and those type of things. So we have consistently been in the top five in the state in terms of trade pull factor. Everybody lags well behind Merriam as a community, and the reason for that is they have the luxury car dealers as well as IKEA in Merriam. So they've got like a 4-point-something pull factor, which is just kind of crazy. But in terms of communities our size, we rank ahead of virtually all of them.
Well, since some of our sales tax revenue goes to supporting our streets and our roads and everything like that, that's really positive because we have some outside people who are using those services also helping pay for them.
Definitely. We fund the county has a half a cent sales tax. The city is 1.75, I believe. And so we fund a lot of things with sales tax. And so it is very important, and it is very important to see that grow on an annual basis and continue to produce a little bit more revenue to cover increased costs and the things of running local government.
Some people don't think about the oil that we have here in our county, and the oil property valuations were $45.8 million in 2023, which is also a five-year high. And that tax base also helps keep our property taxes down here in Ellis County.
Absolutely. You know, we talked last week, I think, a little bit about our mill levy and how it compares to other places. But the oil valuation Ellis County has is significant in keeping property taxes lower. Those assets are taxed at a certain rate, and they provide revenue, property tax revenue, that most other counties don't have. Most people don't realize that Ellis County, year in, year out, is the number one oil-producing county in the state of Kansas. There's been a couple little blips in a year or two in the past 20 where Ellis County wasn't, but it was second. But overall, year in, year out, Ellis County is the largest oil-producing county in the state. And not only does it produce property tax revenue, but it also has a lot of good jobs, and a lot of dollars come into our community from property owners who have royalty interests. They spend those dollars locally. So oil is a significantly important asset to our community.
Why don't we talk about housing for a little bit? I know we've talked about that on a number of times before on the show, but the active listings for, was this Hayes or Ellis?
That's Hayes.
Okay, for Hayes, were 70 active listings at the end of the year, which actually was better over the last 4 years. It was down from a high of 2019, but still we're seeing a little bit of improvement in that.
Yeah, we've got a little bit more inventory out there. The market has slowed a little bit. We had a little bit of an overheated market the last 3 or 4 years, where things were getting a little bit crazy, you know. And so when you have more inventory, that gives people more choices. That means that you have a possibility of stabilizing prices a little bit. And we're due for that. You know, this consistent 10 or 12% annual increase is really not sustainable for a long period of time. So markets ebb and flow, but inventory is a key component of keeping enough homes available for people who want to move here and live here and have a decent selection, and also keeping prices somewhat in line. When there's competition, that means that prices are going to be a little bit more affordable.
And we're about at a 3.5-month supply, which really puts us still in a seller's market.
It does. Typically, the common knowledge is anything under 6 months is a seller's market. Anything over 6 months supply is a buyer's market. And what month supply simply means is at the rate homes are selling and the amount of inventory you have on the market, how many months would that last? And that's where they come up with that month supply. And like at year end, we were at 3.5. I suspect that's down a little bit right now because the spring market is always more active both ways, really. More people put their homes on the market and more homes sell through the spring and summer. Nobody but me wants to think about moving in the middle of the winter. So you do see a lot more activity in the spring and summer. So it'll be interesting to follow that as the year progresses.
Well, the average sale price was listed at $246,000. I know that might seem high for some home buyers, but did that also include some of the homes in the Heart of America development, which were 150 to...
Well, 200. Those were 225 to 235,
yeah.
So they're kind of right in that sweet
right.
spot. It would not count those because most of those homes did not go through the multiple listing service, which is where a lot of this data is pulled. But if you included those, it wouldn't change that number a lot because they're right in that price range that is the most popular price range. Anywhere from that, I'd say 175 to 250 range is kind of the sweet spot of our market where we have the most activity and where most homes are selling.
Well, the annual report also highlights a couple of ongoing projects that Grow Hayes has going on right now, including Brief Space. 5 years now for Brief Space.
Yes.
And you're still renting out space there.
We are, although we're amazingly full. We're kind of running at capacity, but we have things turn over every 2 or 3 months, somebody comes, somebody goes. But yeah, we're still doing great down there, and it's still a great place to work and operate out of.
Okay. And we don't often talk about the eCommunity Loan Program. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that project?
Sure. We partner with Network Kansas, who is an organization that covers the state, and they provide some startup gap financing for small businesses who want to start a business or do an expansion. And we can do loans to those organizations up to $45,000 at very attractive rates. And it's really designed to meet the gap. When somebody goes to the bank to borrow money, the bank is typically going to want some investment on their part. They're not going to want to loan 100% of the need. And so That is what this program is for, to help people to cover that gap, make sure that they can get their business open, give them a little working capital. And it's a great program. They don't require a ton of collateral to secure the loan. And we've currently got about 25 or 26 loans to small businesses in Ellis County, totaling, I think we're getting close to $1 million. So it's a significant tool for people to use.
Well, also in here, there's some other items that we've talked about before. The microfactory, which the ribbon cutting was just for the microfactory. The Heart of America development for housing, we've talked about that. The Grove Housing Development and the community center that will go with that. You can find information in the annual report. You can also find more information on that on the Hayes Post if you just go in and search those titles. Where can people find a digital copy of this or a paper copy of it?
Get a paper copy at our office or email us and we'll get one out to you. Also, the digital copy will be on our website, and also we'll post it out there on our Facebook page. And it just kind of allows you click on it and it allows you to page through it and see everything there is in it. So we encourage people to take a look.